My name's Stuart Langridge, and I'm a perfect 10.
My name's Jonah Bacon, and I'm a perfect 10.
And this is...
Shot of Jack.
Over the last few weeks, we've been choosing the perfect 10 applications. We've awarded a coveted place on the list for apps for Android and the Ubuntu desktop. Talking about applications and limiting it purely to the desktop, though, misses out the web, and that's a pretty big thing to miss out. Now, web applications come in two flavours. Ones that live on a domain somewhere run by someone else, and ones that you install. So, what lies last goes first. Here are the perfect 10 installable web applications as chosen by Shot of Jack. The things you'll want running your web apps and on your web servers. Jono, kick us off.
Okay, so I'm going to get started with easily my favourite web app in the entire world, and it is WordPress. Now, many of you will know what WordPress is. It is a... it's an application you install on a web server, and it produces a blog for you, and you can use it to add posts and all the rest of it. But a lot of people think that WordPress is just a blog, and I like it for two reasons. First of all, it is a great blog. You know, you can have comments, and you can have gravatars and threaded comments and whatever else, and that's really nice, and you know, it's easy to theme and whatever else. But the thing I love about it is that you can actually use WordPress to build a website as well. So if you want to create a website about something, so for example, the Shot of Jack website. I mean, the Shot of Jack website looks like a blog, but we have pages about the site and we have pages about the community and whatever else and how to get involved. And I use WordPress all of the time, and it's really well made. It's really high quality. There's a wide variety of themes available for it. It's just an absolutely superb open source project.
The thing I like about it is that they've added this kind of CMS-ness to it. You can create pages and that kind of thing. But it's got enough CMS-ness that you can run a website off of it really well. But it hasn't gone the extra mile to be a full-blown, you can completely administer everything CMS. Because most of the time, that ends up being too complicated. If you use something like Drupal, yeah, for example, you can build any website you could possibly imagine with Drupal. But it does mean that for the simpler things, it's too hard. And WordPress, yeah, really does hit that sweet spot. I like it a lot as well, I must admit.
I just think it's... I mean, the thing is, I've used it to set up a bunch of different websites. WordPress is basically, if I ever need a website, it is my choice. I always use it.
Yep.
And, you know, so I've set up a bunch of different types of websites, like, you know, a community website such as shotofjack.org, you know, a project website such as the Asaya Snippets Project and Jacosha, you know, an event website such as the Community Leadership Summit. You know, and each of these things has got very specific things, like the Community Leadership Summit website, for example, needs to have a feature where people can register for the event. And there's a little WordPress plugin that you can use for that. It's just really, really, really good. If people want to play with it and you want to try out without installing it, then go to wordpress.com, which is the people who make WordPress. They have like a software as a service there.
Right,
and
okay.
It's fantastic.
So we've got another, another nine to go. So
yes.
My thing, the thing that I love more than anything else is CouchDB. It's brilliant. It's a database server, but it works entirely using web technologies. Documents that go into it are sent that way with HTTP. Anything you retrieve from it is done with HTTP. It was described by Jacob Kaplan-Moss, who's the main guy behind Django, as other databases are built for the web, but CouchDB is of the web. And it really is. In the latest version, they've now got to the stage where you can pretty much build any kind of website you want on top of it. It's got a load of URL handling things in it and stuff. And it's just great. It takes a while to get into, but one day you'll see the zen of Couch and think, wow, yeah, I get it. I mean, my blog is CouchDB. It's not WordPress. It used to be WordPress, and now it's a custom application built on Couch, mainly because I wanted to fiddle about with it and play with it. But Couch underlies a huge number of different websites and ways of working. It's a key part of something like Ubuntu One because it has all these different features in it. It's just great. If you're building applications, if you look at Couch Apps, which is being able to deploy an application onto CouchDB, and then you can clone it to other couches as much as you want. All the data and the application itself is all stored inside Couch. It's just brilliant. Use it for everything.
And are people starting to port applications that, for example, use MySQL to Couch, like WordPress?
Kind of. Because it requires a different way of thinking about how apps work, about how your data storage works. It's not just a straight port. It's not like swapping MySQL for Postgres, for example. But we also, one of the things that happened at DjangoCon, the big Django conference, only very recently, was they're seriously talking about how to make their ORM, their database layer, handle NoSQL databases like CouchDB and Mongo.
Right, gotcha. Okay, so we've spent an inordinate amount of time on our two favourite ones, so let's zip through the rest.
Yes.
So I'm gonna flip on to PHP My Admin, which is my next one. It's basically a web-based tool for using a MySQL database. So this is, you know, the crusty old database technology of today. and it's just really, I mean, it's not perfectly simple, but it's just a good tool for if you need to poke around with the database for some reason, or you want to get some report out of it or something like that. It's just pretty simple. Love it. PHP My Admin.
Man, all that crap's built in the couch. It will become clear as we go through this that I'm more of a developer than Jono is. So a lot of my installable web apps are actually things for building great installable web apps rather than just an install it and get running application. So my next thing is Twisted. Which is a Python asynchronous library. And we talked a while back about asynchronous programming and how it requires a different mindset, but it's basically the way forward. And if you're trying to build any kind of large-scale, scalable web application, Twisted is a really, really good way to do it. It's immensely powerful. It's the hardest thing I've ever come across to understand. It does require this massive mental shift before you get it, and I'm still not sure I've really grasped the zen of Twisted. But if you're building if you're building web apps, look at Twisted.
And if you're interested in learning more about async, then go and check out our shot Going Async, which we released on the 2nd of March, which talks more about async there. All right, next up for me is PHP BB. This is basically a forum. You install this on your server, and it produces a pretty comprehensive forum. PHP BB is probably the most popular open source forum out there, and it's been through a bit of a revolution. It's really powerful. Offers tons of different features for different forums, different categories. You can have sticky posts. People can upload avatars. You can have ranks. All kinds of stuff. It's pretty efficient, and recently it's become higher quality as well. It started getting a bit ropey for a little while in the middle of its evolution, but it's much better now. So really, really good. PHP BB.
Yep.
What's next for you?
My next tool is another thing for building websites, which is Django. It's a Python web framework. The beautiful thing about Django is that it does an awful lot of the administration stuff for you. If you're building a website, you've got to build all the back-end admin technology as well, so you, the site owner, can do things like write blog posts or whatever. And Django just creates all of that for you. It's excellent. We're also there are also a lot of applications built with Django. So if you start to work on a Django installation, you can get things that do blogs. You can get things that do comments, whatever. They kind of drop in contributed extra web app parts. And it makes it really easy to pull together a site which does whatever you want and is customized how you want. So yes, use Django. It's great.
I agree. Absolutely agree. I've only used it a little bit, but from what I've seen, it's just wonderful. We use it a lot in Ubuntu. So next up for me is MediaWiki. This is a, get ready for it, folks. It's a wiki. and it's actually the same wiki that Wikipedia uses. So it's had a certain amount of stress testing and usage. And it's just a pretty straightforward wiki if you want to install it on your website. So, you know, again, if you run a community or a project and you want people to create pages, you can use it. It's fairly straightforward to theme. I actually wrote a tutorial about it on my website if you want to check it out. A generally pretty good wiki. There's a bunch of different wikis. MediaWiki, MoinMoin, the strongest examples, and MediaWiki is generally seen as the more powerful one, although a little bit more difficult to use. So check it out.
Technically, when we're doing the perfect 10 here, we've actually got the perfect 8, and then this is the one that we disagree on, because the thing in my perfect 10 is DocuWiki. I don't like DocuWiki. Which is bullshit. DocuWiki's the reason I like DocuWiki, actually, I mean, again, it's a wiki software. Again, like MediaWiki, it has millions of plugins to do almost anything you want to. The reason I like DocuWiki is because it doesn't require a database. All the stuff is actually stored on the file system. It makes it really easy to work with. Again, they're both PHP, and I much prefer DocuWiki. I find it easier to theme, I find it easier to use, and I find MediaWiki to be a nightmare. But if you're looking for wiki software, if you pick either MediaWiki or DocuWiki, whichever one you prefer, you'll be fine.
Yep. So next up for me is maybe a controversial one. It's actually it's a company, actually, called WooThemes, and they produce WordPress themes predominantly that you can install in your WordPress installation, and you know, they're like $70 for like three themes or something like that, and I just really like the themes that they produce. I mean, that's, you know, their work is fantastic, but also they seem like a really good company. I mean, they make good products, they don't charge the earth, they have great support, and they seem like a really good bunch of people who are doing this kind of thing. And you know what? I'm happy to put my money where my mouth is, and I like to support these guys. So, you know, the Shot of Jack website uses WooThemes. My website, johnobacon.org, uses it. Communityleadershipsummit.com uses it. It's just really good, so highly recommend.
Yeah, there are people thinking, but there are a bazillion free themes. Why would I want to pay for a theme? And the reason is because the WooThemes themes are all quite good, and free themes are all shit.
Agreed. So what's your last one?
And my final one is another tool for building things. It's jQuery, which is a JavaScript library. For writing JavaScript stuff, using a library, it makes your life loads easier. And there are so many enhancements and things you can do to your site to make it better using jQuery that it's going to hugely improve your ability to write JavaScript. There's thousands and thousands of jQuery extensions, people writing tutorials about it, so on and so forth. So to add that little bit of extra interactivity and niceness to your website, if you start thinking about doing JavaScripty stuff, take a look at jQuery and its avalanche of plugins and UI pieces, and it will make your life easier.
So there we have it. We have our top 10 installable web apps that we all think think are absolutely wonderful, and yeah, you should go and check them out. But you know what, we are, of course, the very start of the conversation. That's what we think, that's what our favorite apps are. But what are your favorite apps? You know, the whole point of this series of shots is that we can all share the apps that we really like, or, you know, share some tips and tricks for using the ones that we've outlined in the show today. So what you need to do is go to shotofjack.org, where you heard this shot, and leave your comments and recommendations right there.
If you go to shotofjack.org/discuss, you can tweet or dent at us or send us an email to tell us what you think,
and we'll see you on the next Shot of Jack.